Good morning and welcome back. Hudson Hall will hold their third annual Hudson Jazz Festival February 14th through the 16th in Hudson, New York. It's Valentine's Day weekend. It's President's Day weekend. The festival will begin with an evening with a beautiful concert featuring,
Aimé Allen.
Aimé Allen, accompanied by a jazz trio featuring Jay Anderson, Jeff Siegel, and our guest and festival curator, Armin Danelian. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
A lot going on for Armin is amazing. He has distinguished himself as a performer, recording artist, educator, and author, has been all over the world, has played with jazz legends, including Sonny Rollins, Chet Baker, Billy Harper. It is amazing to have you here. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a great pleasure, Joe. I've been here before and talked about the Hudson Jazz Festival. This is our third year doing this. It's a wonderful event featuring artists of diversity and masters as well as rising stars. To present, you know, America's national treasure, as declared by U.S. Congress. It's what I like to think of as a form of edutainment, a combination of education and entertainment.
And you give them the education without people really realizing they're being educated.
Yes. Maybe at the end they'll go, oh, yeah.
I learned something.
Yes. But I liked it, too.
So let's work our way through the weekend, which is just glorious. And it begins Friday, February 14th, with Aimé Allen that we just mentioned. And you're going to be on piano for that, Jay Anderson on bass, Jeff Siegel on drums. And it's called Jazz and Love. It'll be a romantic evening.
Yes, it will. Aimé is a native of Pittsburgh, but now living in New York City. And she's got a beautiful voice and a very interesting compositional sense. She writes all of her own songs and the lyrics, as well as singing the popular standards, which we'll do. And Jay Anderson is a master bassist, has recorded over 400 albums. Jeff Siegel is just a masterful drummer, and they're both natives of the Hudson Valley, and as are several of the other artists in the festival. We hope to have a really good time on Friday night.
On Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, you have a solo piano summit. What brings these players together for this summit?
Well, being a pianist, piano is my kind of main interest.
Yes.
And so I have tried to collect a group of people who are masters in what they do. Francesca Tanksley is a beautiful and very distinctive pianist, and her work is very spirited and soulful at the same time. And then we also have Cidinho Teixeira, who's a master Brazilian pianist and composer, native of Brazil. And then Kevin Hayes, who's a Grammy-nominated performer, and he's also a native of the Hudson Valley. So, that's going to be for a treat for solo pianists.
Big part of the weekend, too, is Billy Harper, the Billy Harper Quintet at 7 o'clock. I believe that is sold out, though, correct?
It is.
Yeah, so we won't spend a lot of time on that, but that is a big event, and obviously Billy Harper is amazing.
But there may be room if some people, for some reason, don't show up.
So, sure. You know, yeah, well, so
you never know.
Make plans.
But Billy is a legend in his own time. He's native of Texas and by way of New York City, and he's played with Elvin Jones and Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra, and and I was fortunate to be a member of his band for about 4 years in the early 80s and toured in Europe and Japan with him. And Billy's combines hard bop with gospel tinges, and his music is really special.
Just an amazing evening of music.
Yeah.
On Sunday, there's going to be a film screening, which just all sounds really cool. It's a film from 2016. It's called I Called Him Morgan.
It's about the life of trumpeter Lee Morgan, who was, along with Miles Davis and Clifford Brown and many other trumpeters of the 50s and early 60s, just an an important a progenitor of the trumpet jazz style. And his life was cut short very tragically in the early 70s. And this film talks about his upbringing and his rise to fame. And actually, Billy Harper played with Lee Morgan, and we'll introduce the film and
be terrific.
That morning. And so it'll be a special, that's part of the educational part of the edutainment aspect of the festival. Yeah.
You finish everything up with a Slavic soul party at 4 o'clock.
Yes, this is a Balkan. Got my terminology mixed up. A Balkan brass band. Eight members. They are living in Brooklyn and performing all over the world. And it's very spirited. They march, they sing, they dance, and they play this very just boisterous and affectionate style of brass music. But a lot of improvisation, too, which connects it to the jazz tradition.
We talk about the mix of education and entertainment, and I, of course, want to talk about a wonderful workshop that you'll be doing on Saturday. You'll be doing this at 11 o'clock, and it is for young people, 12 and up, and it's a Hudson Jazz Festival workshop.
Yes, it is.
A complete immersion, really.
For youth and actually for anyone who would like to participate. It's targeted to youth, but adults are more than welcome. Bring your instrument. It's a hands-on workshop. It's free. And I'll be co-teaching it with Mark Momas, who's a great saxophone player from Amsterdam, who's been living in this country for decades now. And Mark and I run a summer jazz workshop, and when the Hudson Hall invited me to curate the jazz festival, I naturally thought of Mark, and I'm bringing him up here to do the workshop with me.
Yeah. I should mention, when I was doing my background and my research on this, I kept on Googling Hudson Jazz Festival, and what kept on coming up actually was a lot about the festival, but also a lot about food. You have it's a big part of your festival, and,
yes,
and necessarily it's a great connection.
Well, there'll be cabaret style seating in Hudson Hall, and the food will be provided by the James Beard Award winning chef Zach Palacio of Back Bar in Hudson.
Great, yeah.
And there'll be a menu of spicy Asian plates and beer and wine available and so on. Yeah.
Well, the Hudson Jazz Festival runs February 14th through the 16th. Is there anything we didn't touch on?
Well, just that in the past we've had some amazing jazz luminaries supporting the festival, and Sheila Jordan, David Liebman, Joanne Brackeen, these were artists from the first 2 years, and NEA Jazz Masters. And with this kind of support and momentum behind the festival, we really feel strongly that it's going to be a major event. So.
Well, a beautiful event, and certainly a major event for the region, and we're all looking forward to it. It is the Hudson Jazz Festival, the third annual festival. It happens February 14th through the 16th. So those of you keeping track at home, that's next weekend.
Yes, if they want to find more information or purchase tickets, they can go to www.hudsonhall.org.
Hudsonhall.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. But again, it's February 14th through the 16th, the third annual Hudson Jazz Festival, hudsonhall.org. Armin, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me, Joe, and thank you for your listeners and for all that you do for the station. My wife and I are avid fans and listeners and contributors, and you do so much for our life up here.
Well, it's a great pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this and bringing this wonderful music to our region. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.